You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This episode of The Upside is actually going to be kind of a non-episode of The Upside, because one thing that we promised you when we launched the show, and I think we've done a great job for the past year and a month keeping that promise, is we're going to be completely authentic.
Yes, we are.
As authentic as we possibly can be, right? Mm-hmm. And that means that we have to be authentic with you about today's show. If you're listening to this on the day of release, on Wednesday, Tuesday afternoon, just before 2 o'clock, Callie and I got some really sad news.
The baby is totally healthy. Our families are both healthy. We are both healthy. We just were hit with some news that hit both of us pretty hard. And we were talking about doing a show. We'll eventually talk to you more about it. We just can't right this second. And we talked about, okay, do we do a regular show? And Jeff just looked at me today and he's like, I'm just not feeling it. I just don't think we can get on and try to act like we're okay when we're not.
Well, okay, and, right this and second. It also feels a little disrespectful because, we got this bad news, and we could do one of two things. We could either fake our way through a show and pretend that nothing's wrong, and then probably end up telling you tomorrow or probably at the latest the day after about this really sad news. And then you'll think about it and you'll be like, wait a minute, they recorded a show when they knew that.
So they were just faking it?
And they didn't sound sad. So that doesn't seem, I don't know, that something about that just doesn't sit right with me.
No. Yeah, me either.
You know?
But we wanted to tell you that we're here. We are totally healthy and good, and there's nothing wrong with the baby, and we're okay. It was just a day of some sad news, and you know, we're just kind of processing that and wanted to be real with you and let you know. And you know, we'll be able to let you know more about what's going on. Later this week, probably.
Yeah. And if you, I want to say this also, if you are one of the people who subscribed to the Pick Me Up newsletter and you wanted to be on board for the 1 year anniversary, the birthday edition of the newsletter, because of the timing of this news, we got it right before that newsletter was going to go out. And so we actually paused that as well.
Yeah. And we could have sent it out too. We just didn't feel like it didn't feel like a celebratory day for us, to us. And it felt weird to act like everything's exciting. And we do want it to be exciting. So we don't want it to, you know, like we want it to be exciting when we put it out. So apologies that it's delayed, but it just didn't feel right.
And you'll understand when we explain to you and we share the news with you, I'm 100% certain everybody will understand and know this. I guess there's two schools of thought with The Upside, because I thought about this. One could argue that our jobs, right, finger quote, our jobs are to always find the upside, to be there every single day, to entertain, to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like to do that. And we have certainly done that. There have been, you know, days where we've been super busy or things haven't gone well, just, you know, stuff.
We recorded like many episodes when the day, like your mom died, you know?
Yeah.
Like they weren't our normal things, but we wanted to be honest with where we were.
Yeah. So I think, and what kind of made this decision for me is in radio, they always preached to me for years, you will connect with your audience when you are authentic. Be authentic. Be your authentic self. Then in the same meeting, they're like, you've got to make sure that you are giving people an escape and you always have to be in a good mood and you have to be happy. And I'm like, but if you're being authentic, some days you're not happy.
Right.
Some days you get news that makes it feel like you got punched in the gut.
Right.
By Mike Tyson in his prime.
Right.
Twice. And you can't be both of those things.
No, you have to pick one. And yeah, you have to either be authentic or you have to be on.
Yeah.
There's no like, you know.
Yeah. So.
And it was just one of those days yesterday where honestly, I said we had like a giant to-do list of things to do. And Jeff came home and I found myself, it was one of those days where I was kind of like, I sat down for 1 minute and I looked at the clock and an hour and a half had passed.
Yeah.
Like I was just kind of staring into space and just kind of, you know, processing yesterday. So anyways, it's a sad day. But thank you for understanding. And, you know,
we always appreciate you. We would appreciate your feedback on the, on this decision, if this was the right decision or the wrong decision, because mm-hmm. we could fake it. We could do that, the happy thing, if that's what we're supposed to be delivering. Right.
Yeah. If that's what you, you know, you right. expect. And, yeah, so this is like, kind of like the first time this has really come up.
Yeah.
Other than, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't know, but you can let us know.
Anyways. So thank you. Apologies that this is a weird episode, and apologies that we can't share everything with you right now, but on tomorrow's episode, it'll be, you know, clear what we were dealing with. And as Callie said, the baby is fine.
She's doing great.
Just kicked Callie like a champ a minute ago. Did. A little soccer player in there. Baby's fine. Our parents are fine. Everybody's fine. So we're good. But we'll share what the sad news is as soon as we can. And we will be back with a regular episode of The Upside tomorrow. Thank you for understanding.